Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. While still tiny compared to most any other crop in the state, our acreage in and number of producers of blueberries has been growing steadily. Another bright sign on the horizon, says UK ag economist Dr. Tim Woods, is a recent federal grant for a two-year study just begun to expand the crop's availability beyond the summer harvest.
We were fortunate to receive some funding from the USDA Federal State Market Improvement Program to specifically look at opportunities related to frozen blueberry products in a variety of different markets. It includes farm to school, but also into retail, restaurant, other food service venues.
Generally, the crop is harvested late May through July. Last year, the Kentucky Blueberry Growers Association was able to provide several school food service buyers a small supply of the berries while school was in session, and lunchroom reaction was over the top. That group and the new grant is aimed at extending availability.
The thing that makes blueberries particularly appealing is they're highly nutritious, very flexible to put into lots of different kinds of recipes that don't necessarily require a whole lot of preparation. They also tend to be fairly well received by kids, and so, no pun intended, it's sort of the low-hanging fruit of the opportunities for the school folks to get access to really good quality product.
We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
UK Ag economist Tim Wood says this two-year study of blueberry marketing potential will be thorough, exploring a host of possibilities.
We're very fortunate at the University of Kentucky to have the Food Systems Innovation Center, and a big part of what that center does is to help with new product development, sensory studies, shelf life studies, packaging issues, and a whole host of different product development services.
Wood says the range of potential product market expansion is phenomenal, and because of one prominent feature of blueberries, that school food service interest continues to boom.
The other nice thing about blueberries is they do really freeze very well, and they store very well, and the ability to bring them from the frozen product and integrate them into a whole variety of different menu items that would fit for the school isn't that complicated.
We'll have a follow-up down the road. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.